I'm coming. Give me a second. Fuck. Who the hell's fucking knocking my door? Hey. Did you text me? Or call me? I was sleeping. Yeah. No, there's no one. Just, you want to come in? Yeah, come on in. There you go. I passed out early. I was tired. I told you I was. Yeah, I texted you. I might fall asleep. No, that shit wasn't a cover for anything. I was genuinely tired. Yeah, you want to look around? I need to just get you a key. So that I don't have to wake up. You could literally just open the door. As long as you lock behind me, you can just crawl into bed. I don't care. There's no one else coming over besides you. No, despite your lack of ability to commit to me. Why do I want a side piece? I have a fucking whole meal in front of me. And then one day you'll come around to it. Until then, I guess we're just going to be having sleepovers. You told your friends. You told your friends you had the idea of doing it. Let me guess what they say. Oh, come on, let's go to bed. You can walk and talk. Because I want to crawl back into bed. I'm so tired. Nah, you're lucky I put on pants. I was in boxers. That's why it took me so long to get to the door. Don't judge me. They were the sweatpants I had. They were like literally the closest thing to put on. I was... You know what? Here. Pass me my phone. Yeah, it's right there. I'm going to make it so that whenever you call me or whenever you text me, it doesn't matter if my phone's on silent or whatever, it'll come through. Yeah, because I'm kind of bummed I didn't wake up for it. Oh, I would have 100% told you to come over earlier. I just didn't think you wanted to. Because when you want to, you come over. I was going to bug you, and you know. I know shit's confusing for you right now. I don't need to make it more confusing. Yeah. So come on, finish what you're saying. Come on. Come on, finish what you said you told your friends. Come here, come into bed. Yeah, you are. You're staying the night. Did you come here to, like, tell me off? You thought I was seeing someone. Maybe. Yeah, because sometimes I do sleep. I know it's rare, but I do sleep occasionally. Yeah. It's cute that you're jealous. I mean, you're nothing to be jealous of, but it's cute. Yeah. I think coming to my apartment, what time? At 2 in the morning, just to see if I was with a girl is the definition of jealousy. It is, but I think it's adorable and it's fine. Nate, don't be embarrassed. Alright, you haven't finished what you said. So you told your friends. And there it is. Yeah, they probably... Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, no, because it's just... I'm sorry they made you feel that way. I know you're apprehensive. I don't want to hurt you. I have no interest in hurting you. No. This can be as serious or unserious as it needs to be for you. I mean, you know what I want. You know what I want. I've been crystal clear since the very beginning. Yeah. I wanted to date you. I know. I respected that. I know you have a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, I know you got your priorities. And the last thing you want right now is a boyfriend. I know. But I was telling you, I'm not seeing anyone else. As long as I'm with you, I well, you know what I mean. As long as you're coming over in the middle of the night, I'm not going to see anyone else. No. And I've even contemplated it. I've talked to you about it before. I just did it. No, not that I am. I'm just saying. Yeah, I know you've been hurt. I'm not trying to hurt you. No, never. They just don't know me. I want to get to know them. I want them to get to know me so they know that I'm not a threat. No, I get it. It's scary combining two worlds. Especially when those two worlds are so... I was going to use the word different, but yeah, that also works. Yeah. You don't need to apologize. I'm actually super thrilled you came over. Oh, my bed was so lonely tonight. I was just like, ugh. Yeah. It was. I've been so used to hearing you snore. It is cute. Oh my god, I was debating buying a sleep sound machine. Yeah, because it's just hard to sleep without, like... Oh, it's not... I don't even call it snoring. Yeah, what I do is snoring. Yours is just, like, heavy breathing. I don't know. Different type of heavy breathing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you wake me up. You do. I was dead asleep with me. I'm like, yeah, it's all you. I love your revenge outfit, by the way. Mm-hmm. It clearly was. Yeah. Because you never come in heels. You always come in, yeah, you come in, like, sweats and, like, as comfy as possible, and you came in heels and, like, oh no, I love it. Please come in your revenge outfit more often. Oh yes, please. We can redo this night tomorrow night, but instead of me being completely asleep and unaware. Yeah, I guess this time when you text me, it'll just come through. Yeah, no matter what. You better not abuse that. Mm-hmm. It's a very special privilege. Yeah, you can get to me whenever you want, day or night. Mm-hmm. So what else did they say, though? Besides the fact that they thought that I was clearly seeing other people. Oh, man, yeah. Yeah. No. Listen, people have opinions on people they don't know. People take one look at you and then they make a judgment, they make an opinion. They form all of it, you know? Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse. People make snap decisions all the time. And, like, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Yeah. I'm glad you're not, like, holding... I mean, no, but of course, yeah, of course their opinions matter. You're friends. Well, I haven't told my friends out of, like, respect to you, because I know you didn't want me to. No, I haven't slipped. They don't know. No, no one has any idea. Once you decide that you want people to know, I'll tell people. I have no shame here. Why would I? Mm-hmm. People literally killed me in my position. Yes, they would. To have you coming over. Oh my god. The envy. I think so. Whether you believe it or not, it's the truth. Yeah. I would come over, yeah. If it wasn't for your roommate, I would come over in a heartbeat. The perks of living alone. Oh man. Oh my god. After freshman year, I was like, I'm never having a roommate ever again. It was bad. It was bad. I don't think I've ever not gelled with a human being as much as when I had a roommate. Oh, we loathed each other. We absolutely loathed each other. 100%. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like living with a girl is different, though. Yeah. I'd be a lot more tolerant of things. Well, that and, I don't know, like, you don't wear all my battery. As much as people think I'm an extrovert, I'm not. I'm such an introvert. I just want to be, like, left alone. For the most part. Just because people wear on your battery, you know? You're just, like, they're exhausting. People are just so much work. No, you're not work. That's why I'm, like, into you. It's because you're the first person I've met who isn't work. It's like the opposite. Like, you totally recharge my battery. Oh my god, I get, like... I don't know. No, nothing. You just make me want to deal with people. I've never felt that way. Yeah, like, people are worth my time. You're worth my time. You're worth all my time. Are you kidding me? Notice how I'm up right now. I'm wide awake. Not even trying to go back to sleep. I am just awake in it with you. Yeah. There's no one else in the world that could get me from dead asleep to, like, this awake. Yeah, without coffee. It's all you, baby. I'm glad you think so. Do they know you're coming? They do. What are you going to tell them? Because I know they're expecting you to text back. Yeah, just don't text them anything. Tomorrow morning you can... Yeah. Tell them the truth. Yeah, well, tell me how they react. You can text me. Mm-hmm. No matter what, I'll get it. You want it? I'd love to go to sleep. Yeah, you can change. I mean, I don't want you to change. But the other thing, there's no way you're going to sleep in that. Yeah, there should be plenty of your clothes. Moved it all into the top drawer. All the remnants of clothes that I've just been finding over the past couple of weeks. You should be able to build an outfit. Oh my god, the amount of your underwear I have is... I washed some of it. Well, some of it I didn't want to ruin it. I did not want to ruin it. Yeah. Because I know I could totally fuck up lace, and I was just like, I love the way these look on you, and I do not want to destroy them. Please teach me. I haven't had the need to wash lace in my life, so. No, never. Thank you. I was gonna guess. My next step was gonna YouTube it. Yeah, but I was just like, I'll wait, because what if I YouTube it and it's wrong still, and then... Yeah. No, your sweats are definitely in there if you want. I know there's, like, a gray pair, and there's, like, the Adidas pair, and there's another one in there, too. Hmm? That I washed, and I, like, folded nicely for you. Yeah, of course. I'll stay awake until you get back. Yeah, I think there's some face wipes there if you want to take off your makeup. I know, it's such a shame you got all dolled up. I'm sorry. Well, tomorrow night, if you come, I'll make it worth your while. Oh, you know it. Come a little earlier, though. I don't know. I was 11. Alright, deal. You still have to go to dinner, you know. Okay, one step at a time. Where do you think you're going? Come back here. You forgot something important. Yeah. Don't you ever forget.